This is the Game Buddy Funcast.
I guess this is the Game Buddy Funcast, everybody. How's it going? A little bit of a change of direction with the show. We're now going to be breaking up in 30-minute segments now. But, you know, let's stick with what we know. I'm joined by Adam.
Oh, we doing intros now?
Yeah, we're doing
switching
intros
back.
Now. Yeah,
we're switching back. Going. It's me. It's a me.
We have, yeah, that guy over there, Piper, what's up?
What's going on?
That guy over there. But yeah. So, new segment, new logo, starting fresh. Season 2, Game Buddy Funcast. Here we go, and poop out more episodes.
So this is the season premiere.
Season premiere.
This is wow, I really should have brought more energy to that intro if it was the
more
season
energy, Adam.
Let's go ahead and let's back that up. Let's
backing back it up, rewinding, up. Okay. Rewinding.
Like it's hot.
No, we're not backing it up. We're just going to leave it as is. Really close. Who do you take me for? Some editing genius? No. I get this thing out. I want to get this thing out.
You know what we should look into? We should look into this for season 2. We need a soundboard, like a live soundboard. I wonder if that is that possible on this this computer technology that we're using. Yeah, well, we should look into that. I think that could be fun.
Oh, actually, I believe it is possible. Bam.
You
want
to get a soundboard?
We should have a soundboard. I can't talk today.
Google Effects. Let's check that out and see what we got.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, all right. All right. Up sounds. Yep. There we go.
You made some money there.
That's what we do. Anyways, guys. Doing stuff,
track.
Talking about stuff, video games.
It's like we've never done this before.
Oh, I know, God. Right? It's like our first episode all over again. Speaking of that, it's pretty bad. Our first game we ever talked about is about ready to release right now, too.
Which one?
The Pokemon, remember? Our very first episode
that
never
first
got released.
Episode?
Yeah, which we never got released.
Back in January, right? Wow.
Yeah, back in January, yeah. Well, it's been a whole year, and we've come so far. We're on a website now.
I think if you want to go back, I think I predicted that was going to sell like 200 copies. I said it would make $2 million. I thought it would do pretty good. I thought it would sell a couple copies.
Sell a couple copies.
That's insider information. I think that Pokemon's going to make
the
a little bit of money.
Dude. Yeah, Pokemon.
Yeah, I love Pokemon.
I got to catch them all, dude. Got to catch them all.
It's the business.
Yeah.
The graphics look pretty good on it.
It looks like Pokemon. How
looks
good
Pokemon.
Can that be?
But it's in 3D now, dude. It's in 3D.
Is it in 3D?
Yeah, it's in 3D. Go check out the trailer.
Unless you get the 2DS. Ooh.
Oh, we're still talking about the 2DS.
Then we'll be disappointed.
But it's coming out, though, guys. It's for the little kids, for the kids out there. So it's okay.
I'm a kid at heart.
What if I want one, though?
What, the
well, be prepared to get a very ugly system.
Will you buy it for me?
Dude.
Listen here. I want
you
to buy it for me. I need you to buy it for me.
What? Don't you have a 3DS?
I don't have any 3DSs or 2DSs or any. I have a normal DS. I have an original fat boy that's just like chilling and not being played.
Because it's not a 3DS, dude. That's why.
It disappoints me.
Adding an upgrade. That's what we need to do.
That's it. Let's get on that, Nintendo. Send us 7.
I don't need one. I'm totally good without having one.
Why don't you? What, you don't, what, a DS or 3DS? 7?
I don't, I'm not big on the 3DS.
I think we've had this discussion before where you think that the screens are terrible.
I can't look at it.
You're too good for it.
I am.
Speaking about Nintendo stuff, guys, you know.
Let's talk
Adam,
about it.
What do you have right now that belongs to me? What are you jamming on right now?
I have a Super Wii.
Super Wii.
The Super Wii
in my house. Yeah, yep. It's really, really neat. It's got like an extra screen on the big ass controller. It's like a modern day Game Gear with a really crappy touch screen on it. But other than that, yeah, it's pretty sweet. I'm glad that I happened upon one of these. It's really nice.
The only reason you have to pay for it. only reason you happened to pond it because I got drunk because I went to B-Dubs. I was going to go pick up Wonderful 101, and all of a sudden, I get conned in at GameStop to go buy a PS3. I used to work at that GameStop.
Why are you at GameStop?
See, this is hilarious to me.
I was picking up Wonderful 101 alone. Then I somehow, in my drunken state of mind, I thought it was a great idea to get a PS3 with Grand Theft Auto 5.
It was a good idea, I think.
Sounds a good
idea to me.
Here's
the thing. When you told me this story, though, I was like, I don't know why. I just immediately thought that you it was 1 a.m. and you just bought it on your phone through Amazon. But you actually did this like
drunk,
on a Sunday at like 5 in the afternoon, which I think is even better.
That's Sunday drunk.
That's Sunday drunk right there, Sean. Go out and buy stuff. I'll buy stuff for other people too. All you got to do is pay like $20 in alcohol for me, and I go out and buy you stuff, apparently. That's what happens. That's the word that's going around work.
Daniels.
Yeah. Work right now.
All you have
get Sean
to do,
drunk, it'll buy you stuff.
If you want Sean Blythe to give you a Wii U, all you have to do is take him to the GameStop to pick up his Grand Theft Auto, and you can just have a brand new system.
There I didn't give it to you. Okay, you're borrowing. Anymore. You're babysitting my Wii U right now. I'm going to get it back once there's some games for it.
You must have been drunk when you said that I could just have that. So
I did not say you could just have it, dude.
Oh, dude, it's yours. You sure don't, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like you can have it, dude. Forget Wii U. I'm on this new level PS3 stuff.
That's what he's talking about.
Speaking of PS3, Beyond Two Souls came out today, guys.
I'm playing it.
Disappointing. Yeah.
Are you playing it?
No.
So you haven't played it? How do you know it's disappointing? I'm playing it.
I'm psychic
he's
game
very
review
informed.
Abilities. That's
no, like I think it's pretty good, and I didn't like Heavy Rain at all, and I think this is kind of neat.
I'm going to say this, that it's not good for a video game, but it's good for a book.
Don't say – no, don't even say that. Cause
It is. It's something that's on a different level. It's not a normal game.
It's a terrible movie that's interactive. It reminds me – like I'm not even kidding. Like there's a scene in this game that feels like a modern-day Night Trap. So you're Ellen Page, right? Mm-hmm. William Defoe is kind of like your
guardian. Can we get
guardian.
A spoiler alert first?
Nobody's going to play this. This is too good to pass up.
All right.
But yeah, spoiler, sorry. Whatever. So anywho, you know, you have a friend that just so happens to be like it's a ghost or an alien. I haven't really figured that out
Nathaniel,
yet.
Nathaniel, right?
Aiden. Or Aiden. Aiden or Aiden, yeah, they're like the Aiden. Softest name you could give a ghost alien.
It's not so hard, she gets, dude. He's not hard at all.
So she gets dropped off at like a teenage birthday party because at this part of the game she's like 15 or 16, mm-hmm. And this is like in the first out like 40 minutes of the game, it turns into an after school special where you're at a teenage party where the parents are away and they pressure you to drink. And
did you drink?
Yeah, and then I took a sip of a beer as Ellen. Ellen Page is her name, right?
Yes, Ellen Page.
Yeah, Ellen Page. Yeah,
she's really good in it, by the way. This game is a really good testament to like a really good actor can take any shitty script and kind of work with it. You know?
You really think the script is shitty?
Oh, it's awful. Here's the thing. Let me finish this Night Trap team
I won't interrupt anymore.
Okay, so they pressure you to drink. I mean, these are like the really bad, like, you know, the cool kids. Mm-hmm. And then you start getting hit on by like this jock guy. And one of the first things, like I said, this is like in the first 40 minutes, you get to decide like if you're going to make out with this guy at a party. And if
Ellen
you say,
Page would not do that.
And yes, she would.
Well, here's the thing.
She's a saint.
First of all, I was like, I'm definitely not the demographic for this, and I don't know who they think is. But so I said no to this guy, and it looks like if you say no to his advances, the party goes sour. This is what happened in my playthrough, and they all put cigarettes out on you, beat you up, and like lock you in a crawl space. So it goes from this
pretty
after
dark,
school,
dude.
Yeah,
it's pretty dark.
But it's
pretty
it just turns
dark.
It just turns on its head from being this because you have like a kind of a romantic moment with this guy, and you're like, oh, but this guy's a nice kid, you know? And then it just, boom, turns on a dime. They're putting cigarettes out on you, locking you in a crawl space. So, of course, she then asks for help from her ghost friend, and you have the option
ghost
to just
alien friend.
Yeah, you have the option to just let her escape and leave, or you can get – it actually says leave or revenge are your two options. So, of course, I went revenge, and then it just turns into Night Trap too, to where you're just chasing around all these teenage girls and, like, killing them. It's actually kind of neat. But that's – I think that's kind of the game in a nutshell. It's like it's this really, really bad, campy, interactive B movie.
Well, and you know that you can't die in that game, right?
Right. I was kind of under the impression there's like really no fail state in it.
Well, everything that happens in the game is going to manipulate your story until at the end you have that whatever, the conclusion. Mm. But every path you take changes what happens at the end of the game. That's the whole like twist-a-roo to it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I'm actually at a section in the game now where I'm like homeless, and it –
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
it's got Ellen Page's homeless. Yeah, sure,
she
buddy.
She looks fabulous in a really shabby homeless outfit too. But it actually gets really, really good though in the sequence because you're just trying to like find something to eat, and you kind of are befriended by these homeless people, and like the writing's really good in this part. It's actually really touching.
Do you live in a shanty town?
Yeah, you do. You live under a interstate overpass thing. It's really depressing. It's actually really sad. But that part's really well done. It just seems like that Frenchie that makes these games, what's his name? Baby Cage.
Frenchie.
I think he's probably a decent writer, but he just needs like an editor, you know, or he needs a writing partner, I think. Because he has cool ideas, I think, but it's kind of like reminds me of like George Lucas, you know, where it's like
anything that's not Star Wars related.
Yeah. Well, I was saying like the original Star Wars were good because he had people helping him out, and the new ones weren't so much because it was all him, you know. But yeah,
nobody was editing him.
Yeah, no, you need a good editor, you know. You need a crew.
Yes.
You need a second pair of eyes on your writing, you know. But it's a neat game though. It's very, like I said, if you're like me and you love those Sega CD FMV games, like it's pretty much the modern day version of that. So
I don't know. I'll play it.
I'll probably play it now that the PS3. I feel kind of obligated.
Just rent it, man. That's what I did. It's a good rental.
I may have to.
But anyways, yeah, let's go into some GTA stuff. So Piper, you have GTA, right?
I do not have GTA. I'm the only person on the planet that doesn't have it.
Dude, the game like sold, I don't know, like made like a billion in like 3 days. How come you don't have the game?
Because I didn't want it.
your kid's not going to remember the violence, dude. She can totally just watch it full blast.
Dude, you know what?
I mean, you can blame me like 10 years later when she's like a serial killer or something like that, but I have a 10-year buffer on that.
Do you? Okay. No, I don't know. I just didn't. I don't see the excitement in it. Games like that. Okay. I can't play games that are that open because I need some bit of linear gameplay to keep me on focus, on track, because otherwise I'm just like, oh, I got to do a quest. Let me go over here. There's a person. Let me kill him. And then I just get shot by the police and then start over again.
I am totally there with you, but I played because I rented that one, mm-hmm. and that it's so good. And it's so well put together that if you just stay to the linear story path, which is what I was doing, and not being distracted, because I knew I only had it for 2 days.
Right.
So I had to take it back. It is so – it feels so just really well put together. Like it feels like a pretty competent shooter, which I never thought they were. Just like a lot of really good linear action set pieces. So –
I'll get
but
it.
I was right there. Like I said, I was right there with you, but it's good, man. I mean, I was totally ready to just write it off.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
It is good. It's really, really good.
You think it's game of the year?
Game of the year.
See.
You think it's better than, like, BioShock Infinite?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I was saying in the pre-show, it may be the best game ever made. It's really, really good.
Best game ever made. You heard that, Adam, praising a GTA game, and we're thighs to the day.
Yeah.
Never good to the day, guys.
But I don't know if I – see, I feel like it should be game of the year, but I just don't know if I can. Like, let me put my black-framed glasses on for a minute here. Let me see.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I could give it game of the year over some of these indie games. I don't know if I can.
Do you think an indie game is going to get game of the year over, a AAA title?
Well, I'm talking about my game of the year. I know.
Oh, your game of the year.
Well, honestly, I'm going to go ahead and call it right now. I think it's going to be in the mainstream press, I think it'll be split between GTA 5 and The Last of Us, which I thought sucked.
You didn't like The Last of Us?
I hated it.
You weren't there for that show. You weren't there for that show, dude. He was ripping it hardcore.
Was I?
Yeah, he ripped that game hard, dude. Like, he tore that game a new ass.
Yeah, I won't say anymore because it's a very controversial opinion.
This has come from the person that, without playing it, swears up and down that Watch Dogs is going to be terrible.
I didn't say it'd be terrible. Well,
you did say it'd be terrible. He said it's going to be a bad game.
Oh, wait.
He's like, I'm not into using my cell phone in a video game. He's not even there's no action. He's just talking to people on the phone and magic happens.
There's no way I would have said something like
that. You said it, dude. Go back and listen to the episode.
Here, pull up the tape.
Pull it up.
I don't remember what episode it's on, dude. There's several episodes where you're ripping on that game.
So look, man.
Which one it is.
I think it looks lame. I'm sorry. I don't want to be.
Now he's going back to the story. It's lame. First he says, it's going to be okay. And then now that we told him he said it was bad, he's going back to
I've been hard on it, but.
Why?
Come on, man. Like, that game looks like it's for posers. I'm sorry. The dude, it's like, really? He's like an Occupy Wall Street, like, smartphone hacktivist? Come on, man. That is, like, so, like, put together by a committee. You know it. It's like, what's in right now, you know?
Cell phones.
Hacktivism. Hacktivists. Julian Assange. Snowden. Like, all that stuff. It just seems very flavor of the month to me. But whatever. We'll see.
It's going to be amazing.
I just can't believe people are so hyped on it. I mean,
it looks like a freaking cool game.
Yeah, but man, like.
I think I'm going to have fun with it.
Those Assassin's Creed games sucked. And it's like the same team, isn't it?
Yes. But all the Assassin's. I liked the first two. They were good.
I liked one and two, and I actually like
two. I hated the sailing, but it was cool.
I hated the sailing. Okay, so I'm not looking forward to Pirates Creed. Not looking forward to that game at all. But
I like Pirates. I may try that one. I do like Pirates.
Pirates are overrated, dude. They're flavor of the month.
That yeah, like 7 years ago.
Just like zombies.
Yeah, but
it's all about bringing. We need to bring back Cthulhu, guys. That's what we need to do.
But Blythe, it's okay to like. Ninjas and Pirates because that was like seriously almost 10 years ago. So it's okay. Sure. We're in the clear.
We're in the clear on that one. It's cool. Yeah. It's hipster now to like them, you know. It's the cool thing now. Okay.
Well, the new hipster thing is like zombies suck is the new hipster thing.
Is it?
Okay.
I feel like it's been that way for 4 years. Like, yeah, zombies suck.
You hate zombies?
It's all about Cthulhu now, dude. Cthulhu.
That's never going to take off.
It needs to take off.
It won't. I mean, if it's something that my dad was into when he was a kid, there's no way.
Your dad was a big H.P. Lovecraft fan.
Yeah, he still is. I just showed him the new Simpsons Treehouse of what is it? Terror.
Or
I showed him the intro that has a Cthulhu thing in it, and he freaked out. It's funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he lives it. Yep. He's got T-shirts and everything.
Yeah, really? Del Toro is supposed to be doing an Into the Mountain adaptation.
Mountains of Madness.
Yeah,
they scrapped that and they made Battleship with that money instead.
Yeah, well, if Pacific Rim does well, which I think it did, I think they're just gonna get streamlined to get made.
It sounded like he wanted to do hard R, like a $300 million hard R movie, and they're like, hell no.
They're not giving you that much money. Not for that, no. Nobody's gonna see that. It's gonna be a flop.
If you want 250, you gotta have Tom Cruise. You've got to have
Brad Pitt.
It's got to be PG-13 and it's got to be 3D.
Got Avatar.
It's not happening without it.
3Ds.
I have a 3D TV.
Did you guys see Gravity yet? That's so good. That's like one of the best movies.
I don't know what it's about, so I haven't watched it.
You should go see it.
Seen it.
And
what happens in it? What is it? Around in space.
It's about like being in space and really bad things happening, and like dying in space and kind of how it sucks. But I saw it in the. Yeah.
It might be cool to die in space. We don't know. Well,
the only reason I brought it up on a gaming podcast is because after seeing it, I totally want to play a video game that's kind of based on this.
Dead Space?
No, because there's no space monsters. I just want to play like a procedurally generated roguelike almost where it's all random like disasters in space and you just have to see how long you could survive.
That'd be cool. Have you ever checked out Kerbal Space Mission? Is that what it's called? Kerbal?
The alien one?
Yeah, you gotta like launch rockets into space and stuff. It's like a rocket simulator. There's math and stuff in it. No?
I've heard of that. I've heard of that, yeah.
It is a game.
If there's math in it, it's not a game.
I won't play it, but
it's
I'm just
not cool. It's work
I don't know. I've never tried it. I just know that it's about space, and I didn't know if that would fit your.
I don't know. Like, you'd have to see the movie to like kind of see what it, envision it, but it would be really cool. I think as a game, it'd almost be like Mirror's Edge in space.
Parkour in space.
It's like climbing space, and like, yeah, and I don't know. It'd be really cool though. I think.
All right, guys, get on that Mirror's Edge in space.
Do it.
Idea. Do it. Make it happen.
Get on it, French people.
Let's go, Frenchies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I hate to go back to it, but the Watch Dogs, I really think that it's the ball cap and the bandana that's just really not doing it for me.
It better be a Cubs hat he's wearing.
It's black.
So he's a White Sox fan.
Great. Maybe you can just dress yourself in it, though, and they just haven't shown that. If I could wear, like, the old Groucho Marx glasses with the fake nose, I would totally play. I would play the hell out of that.
That's his disguise right there.
No one would ever know you're coming.
It's like, who's that? That looks like a believable person right there with that mustache and big-ass nose.
With that 20s mustache and a boulder.
You know, when I was in Chicago 2 months ago, I was like, this place would totally suck for a video game.
I think you're just finding things.
You're just nitpicking now, dude.
Piper, let's set it up to where we can do a I'll do the Let's Play of that game with you. I think that would be fun.
We'll do that.
I don't know if you guys have like picked this up about me yet, though. Is a lot of times like these games that I think look really shitty end up being awesome. Yes. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I was. So I think honestly, I do this just so that my expectations are low and I'm blown away a lot of times.
Do you feel that that makes the experience better for you?
Maybe. Because I don't know. I could totally see that being like, man, remember when I said that would suck? That's pretty good.
I guess I was wrong.
Because that's what happened to me with GTA 5. Care less.
You're gonna eat a boot if this game turns out being good.
I'll eat a gingerbread that's shaped like a boot.
No, I'll get you an old smelly boot and you're gonna eat it.
I would like to watch you eat this boot.
Come on, man.
We'll get it on the stream.
Give me something that like I'm not gonna tear my teeth up eating.
Dude, you can eat
a soft boot.
Yeah, you can totally eat a boot, dude.
Or boil it first. Before.
You can't cut leather with like my steak.
Dude, you gotta boil it first. It'll be fine. All right, you can eat a boot.
You can eat here on
the street.
Yeah, why don't I just eat like you know what would be even worse? Like eating like a vegan pizza or something like that. I'll eat a vegan pizza.
It's pretty much a boot.
If I play it and it's I'll eat a gluten-free vegan pizza. If you really want to punish me, just have me eat that. When's that come out? That's soon, right?
What, vegan pizza?
Yeah, vegan no.
Pizza. When's that vegan pizza come out?
The vegan pizza video game, Watch Dogs.
That comes out end of the month, but we're waiting for the next gen port. on that next gen. No,
if you buy it, now, then you can just pay $10 and get it in next gen.
But I'm already have it pre-ordered, so I'm just gonna wait.
Hey, Sean Blythe, I'm gonna need to borrow your PlayStation 4 like the week it comes out to play that. So, if that, I'll let you have your Wii U back,
and you can play. my PS4,
and you can play Mario. You can play the new Mario.
Are you gonna buy me the Mario?
Probably not. But you can go and rent. I'll rent you the new Mario.
I will buy it for you if you never say Mario again.
That's how you say it.
That is not how you say
Mario. I'm Italian. It's Mario.
That's not how you say Mario.
Mario.
Mario Brothers. Go test. Play some Mario.
So what else, guys? What else? What else are we playing? What's going on?
I'm really excited that River City Ransom Underground got funded. Super stoked about that.
That'll be kind of fun. It's fun for a weekend.
It's gonna be great, dude. Yeah. I love the game. I love the original. Cool. It looks cool. Like, seeing that animation on it looks so good.
I've just seen stills.
Like that. Watch the Kickstarter video.
You know what?
They actually have.
It actually looks like a sequel too, which is neat. Like they're older.
It looks good. Yeah, I think if that's what they're going for. Yeah.
It doesn't really look Japanese.
Well, they're Canadian, dude.
It looks like Canadian guys making a Japanese thing. But that's kind of cool, though. I can dig it.
Sucker.
What else?
Sucker.
Piper, what are you trying to play?
What am I trying to play?
What's coming out? What do you want?
So I have been playing 7 Days to Die. That's my game right now. If you don't know.
That's one of those personal computer games.
It is a personal computer game about, like you said, you hate, but zombies, and you got to. It's like Minecraft with zombies, and it looks realistic, and you got to build spikes.
Hey, wait a minute, but I never said I hated zombies.
Last episode.
I thought you said it was cool to.
No, I said that the cool kids are hating on zombies. I'm not a cool kid.
Okay.
Zombies are okay. I think they're kind of neat.
It is a little played out, but it's a really cool game. It's a voxel, build things, make a house kind of. It's still in like alpha. I was an early adapter, but it's gonna be a really really good game. I hope.
You getting the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One?
I don't think so.
You got a new console. It's called the Baby.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so you're probably not going to be playing that for like the next 18 years.
No, I will. Still going to get it. Doesn't matter. No, I did. I have a baby, so.
Yeah, I heard the Baby is a pretty good system.
Is it?
I heard it was pretty cool.
Is that the story?
I heard the story. I heard that it has really good, like, narrative-based games on it. Like, really emotional games are on Baby.
Lots of yelling, and it's just...
It has a cool controller. It has...
It's sticky all the time.
Yeah. It shoots stuff out at you, which is I've never seen in a game.
Yeah, it's very interactive.
Very interactive, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely pick it up. But I think that's going to wrap it up, guys. See you next week on the Game Buddy Funcast, because now we can do this weekly. Hooray!
Right.